listening and calling. This has been Fight the Empire. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia.
Hey, good morning. Yes, Air Cascadia is hopefully up next. Haven't seen Chris Andre in the building just yet, but she is coming up in a couple minutes. Also this morning at 10:15, join us for Flashpoints with host Dennis Bernstein. He continues a week of broadcasts from Standing Rock and call from Canadian Indigenous activists to hold Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to his promises. And then at 11 on Between the Covers, host David Naiman talks to author Tihimba Jess, whose book Olio presents a musical history of the long fight against slavery and a subversive account of how black musicians have been exploited. That's all coming up right after Air Cascadia with Chris Andre, coming up in a couple minutes here on The Boo. Hey, thanks KBOO members for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate. Thanks for listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Fix-It Fair on Saturday, November 19th at 9:30 a.m. at Ron Russell Middle School in Portland. The Portland Fix-It Fair features exhibits and workshops from numerous community partners talking about issues such as water and energy savings, home and personal health, food and nutrition, community resources, recycling, and more. Childcare and lunch will be provided. Again, that's the Portland Fix-It Fair, Saturday, November 19th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Ron Russell Middle School, 3955 Southeast 112th Avenue in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hi, this is John Schock, host of Progressive Spirit. What is listening?
Listening, for me, is an act of love. That's surrounding people with a total kind of acceptance, and that helps them grow and come alive and be healthier and relax and do what they can do.
Jim Peterson is my guest, the author of Why Don't We Listen Better? Communicating and Connecting in Relationships. Listen to weekly podcasts on kboo.fm/progressive spirit.
Flashpoints, we continue our week of broadcasts from Standing Rock. We'll cover a tense protest that took place in front of the federal building in downtown Bismarck, as police did everything in their power to prevent it from taking place, including blocking off the main exits on the freeway that lead to the Capitol, forcing a 100-car caravan of water supporters from Standing Rock to seek side roads and alternative routes to the city center. Also, an Indigenous Canadian activist tells about the struggle to hold the new Canadian Prime Minister accountable to keep his promise to protect Indigenous lands from future oil spills, and Palestinian human rights lawyer Nora Erekat on how Israel expanded its use of force and diminished Palestinian resistance. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. This is Dennis Bernstein with Miguel Gabilan Molina. Today we continue our week of broadcasts recorded in Standing Rock. Today we present an extended report on a tense standoff between hundreds of water protectors and a small army of heavily armed law enforcement at the federal building in Bismarck, North Dakota. And this was a protest that police did everything in their power to prevent from taking place, including blocking off the main exits on the freeways that lead to the Capitol, forcing the 100-car caravan of water supporters and Standing Rock activists to seek side roads and alternative routes to the city center. Dennis Bernstein here with Miguel Gavilan Molina and the Flashpoints crew. We are still at the Capitol here in Bismarck, North Dakota. There are hundreds of water protectors who are marching, being led by the elders of Standing Rock and the indigenous communities here. It looks like the march is moving from the grounds of the Capitol into the streets. We're going to watch what happens here. As I said earlier, there are many, many different kinds of cops and federal agents. There are various aircraft circling overhead, and we're watching what happens here because this protest is about to move into the streets of Bismarck. The folks are serious, focused, and peaceful.
What we're witnessing here is a spiritual, cultural movement of people in prayer, in ceremony, and in a peaceful way. And at the end of the day, this is, again, a cultural, spiritual war against the corporate oil companies. And as the chant here says it so clearly, you can't drink oil, keep it in the soil. When you extract the oil, you also destroy the land. You rip it apart and contaminate it. And the effort here is to stop that, to keep the water of the Missouri River free of the black snake, which is intent to destroy not only the land, the earth itself, but the waterways that bring life to North Dakota and to the rest of the people, not only in North Dakota, but in this country and the world. Keep the world safe from contamination of these greedy oil companies is the underlining message that we've gotten from the people here. As we're marching, other people are joining. Now, I can't even estimate the numbers of people that have joined this effort, and they keep coming from the four directions.
Dennis here with Miguel Gavilan Molina. The protest here in the capital of North Dakota has now moved from the sidewalk into the street. There are a few minor brushes with law enforcement, but the folks are peaceful. They've taken one side of the street now, and folks are beginning to run. The leaders, the activists are beginning to run. We're coming to a rather major intersection. There are a number of police, as I said, and the protesters, the water protectors are now in the street, and we can see now that there are a number of police who are beginning to keep an eye on the protest as it moves into North 3rd Street in downtown Bismarck, North Dakota. And listen to this. Some of the youth are beginning to skip and run, leading the way. And we're going to watch it very closely now as we move down the street towards a more main street. So far, no violent police reaction but we're watching it closely. Stay tuned.
Water is life! Water is life!
An incredibly well-organized protest. You can see the youth who bring up the rear, block the street. This is an incredibly organized protest. You can see that the youth are playing a very special role. They are protecting the water protectors as they move through the streets. So as they come into an intersection, the youth line up in, to block the intersection to make sure that no cars come in to hit the protesters. The protesters, by the way, now have taken both sides of the street, and there are probably between 500 and 700 folks, or even more, actually. It looks like about 1,000 at this point who are in the streets here in Bismarck. And we are going to keep a close eye on this incredibly peaceful and focused protest. Dennis Bernstein here with Frank, with Miguel Gabriela Molina, and the entire Flashpoints crew documenting this resistance of the destruction of these ancient sites. This is Dennis Bernstein with Miguel Gabriela Molina. The march is proceeding slowly with respect. The police are coming from the other end, and it looks like there's about to be a major confrontation. We're watching to see what goes on, to see what the protesters are peaceful. They're in the street, but they are peaceful. We're watching now what happens. The police are fully armed. They're wearing riot gear. They're dressed in helmets. And it does look like there's about to be a confrontation. We're going to watch this very closely. And we are looking for the rest of our crew. Here we go, folks. The folks are moving right into the roadblock. There are many police. As I said, they are heavily armed. And it looks like they are about to do battle. This is a main intersection, and the police do not want this protest to proceed anywhere beyond this blockade. We have now come to a stop at East Rosser Avenue in Bismarck, North Dakota, and we're going to watch what happens now. Again, the protesters are peaceful, the protesters are focused, and the police are armed. There are overhead flies by helicopters and jets, and the Flashpoints crew is here. There are clergy among the crowd, and it looks like we have now reached a standoff. The protest has stopped at the police line. They're not attempting to push through the police line. I was just rammed by a cop who almost knocked me off my feet, but that's okay. He saw me. I didn't see him coming, but we're going to watch now. We are now here at the corner of East Rosser Avenue and North 3rd Street. There are about 500 protesters in the street, and we're watching closely in terms of what is about to happen. Off we go. The chanting has now begun in earnest. The circle is here, and the protesters are focused. Again, Dennis Bernstein here with Miguel Gabriela Molina. Miguel, what do you think is happening here?
It's a trap. They've got us completely cornered, surrounded the whole marchers here, but we're staying close to the drum. This is a prayer march. This is a prayer march of peace and nonviolence. If violence is going to erupt, it's going to be by the police. And there's a whole lines of defense here of youth who are ready to be the defense against violent assault and of the police if it happens.
Not sure what's going on now.
We need to stay here. This is a prayer There's people here that are a little agitated. There's some elements here that might be provocateurs, but we're staying with... We're going to get inside the circle for protection.
And we're now moving into the circle.
The young warriors and warrior clans of youth have locked arms around the elders, around the prayer circle, around the drum. Again, this is a prayer, peaceful march, nonviolent action. Again, it's pretty tense because at this point we are completely surrounded by police forces. As far as I can see, now they're marching in with sticks and clubs. Clubs out, some of them are singing. This seems to be the federal police, masked, shields, the whole bit. So again, we are not here to, the march here is not here to engage police forces. We are here in a peaceful march. But it looks pretty frightening because a whole column of, let me look at here. It looks like federal police have arrived. And again, they are ready. All of them have giant billy clubs ready for, it looks like they are ready for confrontation.
All right, let's get out of this.
We are standing with the drum and the prayer leaders. And now the whole march has come to a standstill. And the youth have surrounded all the elders and the sacred drum and the praying circle for protection. More and more people are locking arms to build a wall, a human wall, against the potential police violence. The song there asks for peace and asks the Creator to bring us peace and to protect us here.
And we are definitely surrounded now. Dennis Bernstein here with Miguel. There's no question that these cops are ready to do damage. They are heavily armed. We've got the drum in the background. Again, I want to stress that the protest is absolutely peaceful. There has been no attempt, no damaging of property. And anytime one of the